Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 18, entitled The Battle Between Lord Boar and Hiranyaksha. Text number 12. Tvam Paratanam Kila Yato Papadipo Gatashva Ano Sastaya Asu Anuha Samtapya Chasman Pramrijashru Svakanam Ya Swam Pratigyam Nati Piparti Asambhya. Tam Parvatanam Kilayata Papadipo Tam Parvatanam Kilayata Papadipo Excuse me. Tam Parvatanam Kilayata Papadipo Katasvano svastaya asvanuha Katasvano svastaya asvanuha Sangstapya chasman pamrijashu sakkanam Sangstapya chasman pramrijashu svakanam Yasam pratigyam nati pipartya sabhya Yasam pratigyam nati pipartya sabhya Tam Parvatanam Kilayata Papadipo Gatashvano Svastasya Asasvanuha That's a hard one for me. I don't know about you. Sangstapya Chasvan Pamrijashu Svakanam Yaksaṁ pratigyam nati pipartya sabhya Yes, a tough one. Tvam Bhāryatānam kiliyato papadipo Yaksaṁ pratigyam nati partya sabhya Tam Parvatanam kalayuta paripo Gatasvano svastaya asvanuha Sangstapya chasman pratimirjashu svakanam Yaksaṁ pratigyam pratipi bibhartya sabhya Ladies? Tam Parvatanam Kilayato Padadipo Gatasvano Svastaya Asvanuha Sangstapya Chasman Pamdijashu Svakanam Yaksaṁ pratigyam nati paripartya sabhya Ladies? Tum Pagratanam Kiliyato Tupadipo. Sangstapya chasman pramrijashu sakkanam. Yaksang pratibhyam nati pipartya sabhya. Twam, you, pararatanam, of foot soldiers, kila, indeed, yutapaha, of the leaders, adipaha, the commander, gatasa, take steps, na, our, Asvastaye, for defeat. Ashu, promptly. Anuha, without consideration. Sangstapya, having killed. Cha, and. Asman, us. Pramrija, wipe away. Ashru, tears, sakanam, of your kith and kin, ya, he who, swam, his own, pratigyam, promised word, na, not, atipi parti, fulfills, asabhya, not fit to sit in an assembly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: you are supposed to be the commander of many foot soldiers, and now you may take prompt steps to overthrow us. Give up all your foolish talk and wipe out the cares of your kith and kin by slaying us. One may be proud, yet he does not deserve a seat in an assembly if he fails to fulfill his promised word. Please repeat. You are supposed to be the commander of many foot soldiers. And now you may take prompt steps to overthrow us. Give up all your foolish talk and wipe out the cares of your kith and kin by slaying us. One may be proud, yet he does not deserve a seat in an assembly if he fails to fulfill his promised word. Purport. A demon may be a great soldier and commander of a large number of infantry, but in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is powerless and is destined to die. The Lord therefore challenged the demon not to go away, but to fulfill his promised word to kill him. Om Jnanati Miranda Sigyanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshunam Jena Tasmai Sigurve Namo. Ugam Guru Divachalam Pangam Langayate Vimyad Kibidamande Sigurum Tiratanam Paramananda Maravam Si Chaitanyishwaram. So, as we heard, we've been hearing the last few days so nicely from the different verses and speakers. There's a lot of, as they say in local vernacular, a lot of trash, or smack, I should say, a lot of smack being spoken here between the Lord and this demon here in Yaksha. And as Prabhupada is pointing out here, the demon may be a great soldier, and there are many histories, even recent, of great Caesars and different despots who were very powerful in the material estimation and commanding, as Prabhupada points out here, commanding large numbers of infantry. Sometimes you see the propaganda of such persons. They like to parade their armaments and their soldiers in step very neatly along the roadway, advertising their great power and strength. I remember reading one article in one particular place where they were parading, this one particular leader was parading some equipment along the road in front of the masses. They were all lined up along the roadway very carefully and very photogenic. And according to the instructions that were given to them to be along the road and wave properly. As the armaments were parading down the street, it was later on revealed that many of them were just shells. There was actually nothing in them. So there may be great commanders and Caesars, despots from recent times. But even in the long distant past, as we're seeing here, Hiranyaksha was very powerful, certainly. And the Lord is now calling his bluff. Because, again, the demoniac personalities, they like to show their power and strength. But ultimately, in the ultimate sense, they're defeated. In the later on in the Bhagavatam, there's descriptions of how the Lord had to establish himself against such personalities, whether it be Ravana or during the time of Lord Krishna. Banasura was also a very great, powerful warrior, great soldier here, as Prabhupada points out. They may be great soldiers. Banasura also was a great, powerful commander, and so much so that he had 1,000 arms, and he would flaunt his power, and the demigods would shudder at his presence. I think there's some description of how he would he was looking for some kind of fight. Was it him? I believe that he would go around and pulverize mountains looking for someone to give him battle. Of course, the Lord had to make his appearance and easily defeated him, leaving him only four arms. He didn't kill him ultimately because he was a son of Bali. And the Lord promised that Prahlad, that any of his descendants would not be killed by him personally. So, such personalities are there. There's they may be very great commanders also. Bhaumasura was also a very great commander and he had a very interesting, I guess you could say, fortress, right? He had his fortress was surrounded by various military phalanx, then a moat, then electrified fence, and gases, poisonous gases. Prabhupada comments that it was very comparable to modern standards. You see how some materialistic leaders, demoniac leaders, they like to surround themselves with so many missiles and fortifications. But all of these things, in Bhomasura's case, the Lord easily sliced them apart with his sword. And when Bhomasura came out to challenge the Lord easily dispensed with him by his Sudarshan Chakra. So these things are repeated. But the activities of the Lord are, of course, extraordinary. But they're just a plane. The Lord is simply engaging in pastimes with such insignificant personalities. So here he's challenging the demon. Don't go away. Don't run away. Now that you've made this promise, let's see you commit to it. Right? Isn't it? Sometimes the materialists, they like to make some challenge. But as soon as you call them on it, they run away like some scared, whatever. And that's the history, again, we find these such so-called powerful personalities. They may have so much opulence, but they're simply lost in themselves, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, right? Etam drishtam avastabhya nastatmano alpabhudaya. They're lost to themselves. They're so consumed by their own glory and their own material powers that they're lost in themselves. They think that they're undefeatable. Indefeatable. Is that undefeatable? And this is... Excuse me? Undefeatable. Undefeated. Invincible. Very good. They think themselves invincible. And this is the effects of the material energy, right? Avajananti mamuda. These foolish people, they think that they're so absorbed in their own being, they don't recognize the reality, how by Krishna's potency and just a little flick of his wrist, a little flick of his hand, he can do away with these so-called powerful personalities, as this whole pastime points out, how the Lord, just simply with a little flick of his hoof, he took care of Hiranyaksha. But he was all the while playing with him, giving simply out of sport. All the while, Hiranyaksha's terrified, and but also thinking prior that who is this impudent personality? Just like when Krishna was fighting with Jarasandha and challenged Jarasandha's position. What was Jarasandha's first comment? That I can't fight with these boys. They're not even Kshatriyas. And Krishna, he runs away from the battlefield. I'm embarrassed, actually, he points out. I'm ashamed, Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book. I'm ashamed to have to fight these little boys. But because Krishna killed his relatives, I have to. And Balaram, if you want to fight, you can fight with him, or you can be patient and wait, and then afterwards I'll kill you with my arrows. So the materialists are thinking like this, that, I can easily defeat this material energy. I can, by my own plan making, right? Ishwaraham aham bhogi, siraham balavan suki, that by my own plan making, I can be successful. But that's not the reality. The reality is that the Lord is in control, and when He likes, by His energy, He indirectly or directly, He can make things happen as He chooses. And it's not by ill luck that someone is defeated, right? Jarasandha, when he, after the 17th, 18th time, the 17th time, trying to attack the Lord, after the 17th time, he says, he's encouraged by his, he drops everything and he's ready to renounce everything, but his so-called friends tell him, oh, it was just ill luck. No fault of your own. You were a good fighter. Just like sometimes in the material world, we struggle very hard. And the propaganda is that, oh, it's just this little, it's a bad moment. It's just, if you just do like this, you do like that, you'll be successful. This is the whole premise of material life. That, oh, well, it was just a certain circumstance. If you make this bet, you'll certainly be successful next time. And the same thing happens again. One is defeated in his endeavors, despite what your armies may be, or your soldiers may be. Commander of large numbers of infantry. Kalyavana also had, what was it, 30 million Yavanas when he went to attack Krishna and Balaram. Kalyavana. He had 30 million soldiers. And they all came to thinking that they would easily defeat these two little boys and their small little armaments. But the Lord easily again defeated all of them. So one should be careful and intelligent and understand that it's not by our material prowess, by our intelligence, by our material acquisitions, that one becomes successful, or one can deal with the miseries of material life. No, it's simply by the Lord's arrangement. It's only by His mercy that one can overcome these things, as Krishna says, right? Daivyesha gunamayi mamamaya. You can be very powerful, but this is Krishna's energy. And if you challenge that position, as we have, that's why we're here in this material world. We're challenging Krishna's position. Why does Krishna have to be the enjoyer? Why is he in a better a position, or in such a glorified position? I should be in that position as well. So as soon as that mentality develops, we're thrown into this condition, and we have to struggle just like all of the other foolish persons. But as Prabhupada points out here, in the presence of the personality of Godhead, he is the most powerful. And anyone else is powerless and is destined to die. The Lord therefore challenged the demon not to go away. Don't run away. But we want you to fulfill your promised word and come and do something. So we should also be very mindful of that Krishna is the supreme controller, and everything moves by his direction. Be mindful not to associate with such persons as well, because that association is also very infective. Durjana parihartavyo vidyaya alankrito pisha. The Chanakya Panda recommends that one should avoid evil persons, even though they may be decorated with knowledge. Just like, again, in society, we may have to associate with so many persons, but one should be very mindful, because although they may be decorated with knowledge or wealth or this or that, they're a bhushita sarpa. They're compared to the serpent with a jewel. The jewel is very beautiful. Certainly, one may become attracted to it, but it's a serpent. There's a very I had an interesting experience when I was in Puri some years ago. We went to Jagannath Puri, and we stopped off in what is that? No, next to Puri, short distance away. No, we have a temple there. Bhubaneswar. Is that what you said? I didn't hear, I'm sorry. Yeah, we stopped off in Bhubaneswar, and I stayed there for some days at the very nice, beautiful deities, Jagannath especially. And I went walking one day just around the neighborhood, and I walked over to one area here, some short distance, maybe a couple blocks away. There was a nice banyan tree, really beautiful banyan tree. And underneath the banyan tree, there was a small crowd of people. And I walked close up to the crowd and looked in, and there was I wouldn't call him sadhu, but I guess he was a cobra enchanter, and he had a basket, and he started playing, and he took off the lid from the basket, and up came a cobra snake. And I tried to get real close, and I took a picture, and he saw that, and he motioned me away very seriously with his hand, get away. And so I backed off, and after he had done his business, and again the snake was in the basket, because actually the snake was coming up and it was watching him as he was playing his music, and he goes back and forth with the flute or with his instrument. because the snake is following that instrument. And he later said that sound would break the concentration of the snake, and the snake would go away, and that's a problem. So it may be very attractive. The material world is sometimes very attractive. And we get enchanted by its movements and the jewels and everything else, all the decorations, but it's a snake. So this material world is a very dangerous place. And one has to be very mindful in dealing with it, lest you be bitten and then you have a serious problem. So be mindful of, and it's true, they do enchant these, or they're able to attract these snakes. It's very fascinating. We'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Archita Prabhu.
You put a nice class, Prabhu. On that snake point, Prabhupada tells that story that when he was a student, I forget what was the city he was in, but there were some snakes in the student hostel where the students lived. You may have heard that story. And so the students were afraid, so they brought in this Muslim snake charmer, and he was able to get the snakes out. But some students were skeptical, and word got around that they thought this was just some kind of show. So the guy brought the snakes back and let them loose. And the students are running around in panic. So it's, yes, they actually do have that. With mantras and with herbs, they're able to control snakes. But some people don't believe it. They think it's just a show. But they are able to do it.
I think some of the Prabhus are going to India shortly. Be careful of these snake charmers. They're for real. One year in Mayapur, we swam from the temple side over to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Surp Ganj, across the Jalangi, right? You swim across the Jalangi over to Bhaktivinoda's place. So we swam across the Jalangi, got up out of the water, and just as we got out of the water, there was a crowd of people there. I can't remember who I was with, but there was a crowd of people there. Just as we got out of the water, and up out of the water came a big cobra. He was big, and he slithered just very casually over to the banyan tree and hit himself. So be mindful of the cobras. Of course, in Mayapur they have. What are those mongooses? The mongooses, they run around inside the rice fields between the temple and the Gurukula. There's a lot of rice fields. And there's a lot of snakes that go through there, but also the mongoose. And sometimes in the morning you can go there or in the early evening and walk along the pathways and you'll see the mongooses running back and forth. They're looking for snakes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.